Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi One-on-One, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should absolutely know. This week is no different. I have my friend and business partner, Ms. Renita Betts from Be Your Own Kind, joining me today. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So much for for coming on the show. You know, very, very excited to talk about your entrepreneurial journey and just have you drop some gems for the viewers today.
Oh, okay. Thanks for having me.
So for those that do not know Renita, we just announced our partnership it's been about a month, right?
Yeah.
She is a lifestyle blogger and she also has her podcast, Be Your Own Kind. And, you know, if you have not followed her yet, if you do, you know, you'll be able to just see all of the nuggets of inspiration and encouragement that she's given to anyone that is supporting her. So, Renita, tell me how you got started with Be Your Own Kind and, you know, kind of walk me through your journey for entrepreneurship.
Okay. How I started Be Your Own Kind platform was it was a hobby. I just always wanted a blog to just have a public diary, and in hopes people would, you know, we could just have conversation around it. And then it just turned into a big platform like YouTube and podcasts and things of that sort. And I have future plans of helping other people and just to be comfortable with them. It seemed like it's always been an issue, you know, in the media with people trying to conform. But I feel like social media, I can tell the difference from when I was a teenager to these teenagers now with social media, how everyone wants to fit this narrative, because it's only a narrative people are posting. You don't really know what the behind the scenes, situation is, you know. So so I just want people to, you know, to feel comfortable with them.
That's right.
You know, build your own, blueprint in your life, you know, and just
like what you did there.
Right. And just be comfortable with you. So this journey has taken me from just randomly chatting to actually trying to help others feel comfortable with them. And that's with any age. We can't just blame it on teenagers that are not comfortable with them. It's all age groups, all genders that are just not comfortable with them and feel like they have to force themselves in a puzzle that they just don't fit in.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, when we first connected, of course, you know, I think we both checked each other out at that point, but, you know, I definitely saw a lot of things that really just push for being yourself. And I mean, you know, you would think that it's something, it's so simple, but it just seems like that a lot of people don't really grasp that. It's like they're following the next trend or, you know, what is this? But it's like, what is it that you like? What is it that you want to contribute to the world? You know,
right.
And I think that you really do a good job as far as displaying that with your brand and encouraging people to be the best versions of themselves too.
Yeah. Thank you. That's my goal. Cause I know how it feels to not feel comfortable with you, you know, and when you're spending your whole life trying to be a chameleon, you're wasting precious time on getting to know who you are, this wonderful person that you are. And my mantra for Be Your Own Kind is there's never an inopportune time to be you. Never.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that you said that it started off for you as, more so as a hobby. So what was that defining moment that it changed from being a hobby to, you know what, this is a business model? What, you know, what can, you know, how did that shift happen for you?
A normal day, just randomly Googling. I like to Google random things. And I came across the suicide rate.
Really?
And it's in children, it is increased. I don't even want to, I'm getting teary-eyed. It is increasing in children due to cyberbullying, during who they want to love and who they want to sleep with or who they feel they are. And then some feeling like they can't keep up with the kids that have the name brand stuff or parents that can't afford it. All of this is just raining down on them because this stuff is in their face every day.
Right.
In their face every day. And I realized it was bigger than me just randomly chatting. There are people out here that really need to know you are you.
That's right.
You know, and there's no greater person to be but you. So if someone else don't accept it, then they're not your people. You're not stuck with the toxic people.
That's
they're
right.
not the only, it's billions of people on this earth. And there are people that will support you and love you for who you are without you having to just straight change yourself. It's one thing to edit yourself, improve yourself, but it's another to just rearrange everything about you.
Right.
You just know, and it turned into a platform for me that very day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, you know what? The thing about it is that, you know, we often, when we think about the why are we doing things and, you know, and utilizing our platforms, I mean, I think that that's powerful. Times have changed. There were a lot of things that we did not have to deal with when we were younger and when we were in high school. I mean, you know, it was like, if you got bullied, it was like to your face at the school,
right.
Beat you afterwards, you know, and they might try to start a few things on tag and things that I don't want to show my age too much, but you know, it has increased now. And it's just like, you know, there is a lot of this kind of like, the follow me thing, like I don't like to use like, oh yeah, like follow. I kind of, it makes me cringe when I have to say it, but it's just like, hey, support me as I support others. You know, it's very difficult because it's like this follow me type of culture. It means that you do have to kind of take on some of those things almost that someone else is doing. And, you know, we talked about confidence actually on your platform, you know, to be your own kind podcast. And when you don't really have that, or you don't have anyone that's encouraging you to have that confidence, you will be like a chameleon. You'll kind of adapt to whatever's around you at that point.
Right. Because it's safer that way. It's safer to just, it's bold to be against the masses. It's bold to quote unquote be lame. And I saw an interview from somewhere on YouTube where it said, everybody's lame. Everybody has quirks about them. You know, yeah. Like the coolest person has some weird thing going on about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we take these little, I don't know, lame quirks and we're ashamed about them because everyone else is ashamed about them. Like when I was growing up, I got teased for being a white girl because I never knew slang and things like that. So it made me kind of feel away. But then when I'm older, I'm like, that wasn't necessary for me to know that when I know English. Like, no offense to people that know it, but it's nothing wrong with me that I was in the house. I wasn't outside. So it made sense that I didn't know it. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you're punishing me for something I'm not even exposed to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I experienced it definitely being a plus size woman. I mean, you know, even people will say things or, you know, my mom is gone, but I just love what she instills. She's just like, girl, she's like, you know, God saw fit for you to just, you know, have a little bit of extra than everybody else. You know, she always, you have to have those people that are speaking that positivity into you. And it does start at an early age, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was just like, you know, I grew up, I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm big. And what else do you have? You know? And it's just like, but there are a lot of people that if they don't have that support, if they don't have platforms like Be Your Own Kind, where it's encouraging you to walk in your full truth. So if you happen to be plus size, if you happen to have, you know, dealt with, you know, certain things, or you're not confident, you want to be encouraged to feel those things,
right?
You know? And right. Just, I mean, that's why I really applaud it. Like, I look at the things, I mean, even your pictures that you took, I was just like, serve Renita, serve the
and people. There was a time I wouldn't take a full body picture because of being a bigger woman. Like, it's like, okay, you know, I'm cute, so I'll show, you know, shoulder length, you know, you can see the face, you got face, joy never getting body, but
I'm reserving that for my people.
Right, but if I'm going to say be your own kind of 100% you, not just up to the shoulder length, you are who you are.
That's right.
And even if you're on a goal of losing weight, that means nothing if you haven't developed self-love and self-acceptance along the way. You can make your goal weight, but if your mind is still, something's wrong with me, I'm not beautiful, you can't even enjoy the success of that. You know, it's you have to love yourself where you're at in order to be patient for yourself when you're going through the process.
Absolutely. Girl. Yeah. See, and she was acting like she wasn't going to be able to drop some nuggets for y'all. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know. Now, one question that I did want to ask you, just because, you know, as we're still, like, you know, getting to know each other, was the Be Your Own Kind blog the first thing to launch, or was it the podcast?
It was the blog, because I was more comfortable with writing. I am not a, I'm not going to say that, because that's not a good, I'm thinking words of power, right? So I speak, public speaking was not my strong suit.
Okay.
So even as growing,
I don't know why.
So even as a kid, when things were bothering me, I wrote them down. Like, I became, my best friend was my pen and my paper. That's millions right. of journals, still have millions of journals. It was always better to articulate on paper versus speaking.
Okay. You know?
So later on, someone said, nobody want to read all that.
So. Girl, who said that? We need to FedEx them a slap.
Right. But it was like, you can do interviews, and I was doing interviews on my blog, but it had a great effect, but I felt like the effect would have been greater, like having an interview on a podcast, you know, recording it. So my podcast was only supposed to be for interviews, but then it just turned into different segments from there. So that's how the podcast came into play.
Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely just wanted to ask, because I'm like, you know, I, of course, like when we kind of come in tune with one another, I've seen, you know, both of them kind of happening at the same time. So I get the blogs, I get all of that. But I was curious as to which one, you know, which one came first, you know, and now between the two, now that you have, you know, kind of launched into doing the videos and everything, which one would you say that you prefer now? Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot. You got to choose.
As far as editing, I would have to choose the podcast. It is much easier.
I'm sure. Yeah, no, that's real. That's, the audio is just like.
Yeah, and it's more authentic, because when you are writing, you still want to, you got to pick a certain style, certain way that you have to make sure your tone shines through your words. Right. But when you're on a podcast, you already hear the tone. You don't have to create an atmosphere. It's already there. It's already present. So yeah.
Right. No, that's impressive. I do want to know, you know, with the blog, with the podcast, and just all the things that you've done along the way, what do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment so far?
This year, consistency. Because as I said earlier, it was a hobby. So I did it when I felt like it. You know, I'm like, okay, I'll go like weeks without writing. And then there were people actually sending me messages like, are you okay? Are you all right? I haven't heard from you. So then it resonated like, oh, people are actually looking for this. Like, even when I had the purpose of helping people to feel comfortable with them, I guess you got to do that on a consistent basis, because you got to keep reaching
people. Yeah, it was your calling, ma'am. They were calling you. We're following up.
Right. So even with a purpose, there was no, it was passion, but not consistent passion. It was like, I'll be laying in the bed and be like, yes, everyone needs to know this. And I would write. And then I would wait for my next inspirational moment.
Right. Now you got to find that inspirational moment. It's just like, okay, I need it. It's Tuesday. I need to go ahead.
Right.
And I enjoy your programming personally.
Thank you.
I mean, I really do. It's, you have a good way as far as like talking about the things that are going on kind of like around us, and then helping to talk about the things that are going on inside of us. Ooh. Hmm.
Well, thank you. That's actually my goal.
That's it. No, I think that that's great. I'm happy. You know, Renita and I, you know, outside of just being friends and stuff, we have helped each other professionally. So, you know, I'm like, I want to see more. Yes, I was one of the people like, ma'am, where you at though? You know, I mean, just because it's important. I mean, you, especially, it's not like you are putting out trash. You are putting out quality content, and the people do want to see it. They do want to see it all the time. So, you know, I'm happy that, I mean, Renita has a weekly lineup, y'all. I'm telling you, it's dope. And, you know, if you haven't stopped the video to go and follow, you need to go and do it now.
thanks to you, it's a weekly. And so I'm constantly reading, constantly trying to stay, you know, find motivation and inspiration to share with others. Because one thing about me is I'm not going to talk about anything I haven't experienced. I'm not a person to stand on my soapbox and say, you need to do this. And you, no. I'm transparent. Like, look, I was on my diet last week. The chocolate cake entered the house. I ate the chocolate cake. Like, so with that being said, you know, dust yourself off, you know, wipe the milk mustache off, and don't eat the chocolate cake next week.
Leave it alone. The holidays is coming up. I honestly, Renita, I was going to try to like do a little thing. I said, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to live my best life this week. Okay. I'm eating the sweets, the cheesecakes, I need all of it. All of it.
Right. And I have a segment called Diary of a Curvilicious Bride. That I restarted, it relaunched last week, actually, where I talk about my,
I didn't know that you relaunched it already. Okay, see, I need to get into them.
Yeah, it's Diary of a Curvilicious Bride. I was laying around, somewhere, and I was just like, that's dope, of a curvilicious bra, you know, because bride is always in a negative sense, but it's like power to me, like, yes, I'm that bride. Yes, I am, you know? So it started off as just another like diary, and then it turned into, you know what? There are people in my situation who put so much stress on them to lose this weight that they miss out on life. Then you have you have some family members that they don't mean harm, but they say crazy things. My grandma, God rest her soul, but she used to always be like, so you're just gonna be fat for the rest of your life. Like, that's just something she's saying. Yeah. It's something she's saying because she's old, you know, and they don't have filters, but to you, it affects you. It affects you, you know, and even though they're being funny or whatever they're trying to do, it kind of make you feel away, you know, and it's like, weight loss is not easy. I don't care what these little fads and all of that, because even when you try the keto, I know somebody, I have a friend that tried keto that told me don't do it, because when she got off of it and got back on it, it was harder for her to lose the weight. She said point blank, exercise and working out. So that's a long journey for, I mean, exercise and eating right. Look at me.
Right.
You know, I don't even know it. So, you know, so. You know, it comes with patience and time. So I talk about my highs and lows on my journey, and I even renamed it a health journey, because it's not even about how I look on the outside. It's not even about that anymore. Right. It's how I feel about me on the inside. You know, it's not about, you know, in the public eye, you want to feel confident with yourself. And I am not going to be confident trying to put on stockings for an hour for each event out of breath. I'm just not.
No, ma'am. You know, for me personally, I want to take this time to give a shout out to Shaper Mint Leggings, the ones that come up, baby, because it's been saving your girl during this quarantine. You know, I mean, and this is, there's so much pressure that is put on people, especially people like us. You know, we have our platforms. We haven't made it to like a national or international spotlight yet, but right. It's enough that it's like, you know, we have some influence. So people will try to project the things that they want or that they feel like that you should be doing onto you. And I'm just like, you know what? Everybody is here on their own journey. So no, I mean, yeah, I could probably lose a couple pounds, but I'm going to do that on my time. I can't do it according to your standards, you know, and I think that what I really like as far as with your brand is that you really tailor to it being a very personalized experience as far as being your own kind, that it doesn't have anything to do with outside influences.
No, I can't talk about your experience. I can't get on my platform and say, you know, Miss Michi went through this and I just, you know, I can resonate with you, but I can't talk about your experience. We can experience the same exact thing, but you will articulate it. You will digest it a whole different way than I will.
Right.
So I can't speak on anybody else's experience but mine, you know, and I feel like it comes from a genuine place. You know, if it's something I don't know about, that's what you get the guest speakers for, so they can talk more about it.
Yeah, like, we need you to speak on this today.
Right, because I don't know nothing about this, but there are people going through this, and I want them to, you know, to have some type of advice or some type of nuggets, because it's the nuggets that get us through life. It's not that the problems and the issues go away. It's your how you think about it. It's your perspective on it.
That's right.
You know, you can be dealing with the same crazy baby mama, But when you flip your perspective and you hold her accountable for it and not hold yourself accountable for crazy stuff.
That part. Yeah, I mean, it's powerful when you do that, you know. And I mean, you know, I thank you for sharing the, you know, just everything that's gone on with your experience. And, you know, another thing that I actually, you know, I do like to ask my entrepreneurs that come on the show is what are some challenges that you've had to deal with along the way? Thinking from when you started up until now, what have been some challenges for you?
Sticking with my theme. Because when you're looking at, I'm looking at Pinterest, I'm looking at all this, this is how you get your blog to grow. Because when I reached the point of wanting it to grow, I realized work was involved, you know, like consistent work was involved. So it's like, okay, you're researching and all these tidbits are great, but some of that stuff kind of shifts you from your main idea. So it's not that the advice is wrong. You just have to figure out what works for your brand that keeps you on task. Because some of the things I was saying, well, you need to say things like this. And I don't want to give idle advice, nine ways to wear a sweater. I don't know nine ways to wear a sweater. I put my arms in the sleeves and I go.
Yeah, no, that's real. Right. And that's all the tips I have for you today.
That's it. I have one tip, put it on, you know. But if it's something with my brand aligning, nine ways to be able to look yourself in the mirror. Some people can't even look in the mirror. They can't even look themselves in the eye in the mirror. If it's something that's actually a good topic. But
I was over here, I was like, that's a great topic.
That is. I should write that. Let me write that down. You know, let me, you know, I can use the countdown, but let it be something that actually fit my theme, you know. So I've learned how to fit my theme, because I was trying some of that different stuff and it just didn't feel me. It just didn't feel like me. So I can't talk about being you and I'm doing stuff outside of myself.
Because it's a different thing. It's like, so as entrepreneurs, we do have to be able to kind of flow with the times and do things,
right.
But keeping things in brand alignment, you know, it can be a little bit of a struggle sometimes. I mean, you know, I spoke with you on the Be Your Own Kind podcast about, you know, just the different pivots that I've had to take as far as just even within my own, you know, career and my own journey as far as being an entrepreneur. And, you know, some things worked and some things didn't, you know. It's like you got to try it out to know if it works with your brand or not. So I think that's absolutely a challenge for sure.
Yeah. And that's how that whole, like, I like current events. I love the celebrity gossip. That's my thing. You know, so it's like, if I'm watching that stuff all day, why not take nuggets from that? You know, and that's how I started one of those segments on my podcast called Say What, where I'll play a video of something that's current, and then I'll talk about nuggets. Like, as far as the, I don't know if you got to remember it, the Red Table Talk with Will and Jada. Ooh. Talking about bad wedding life, whatever. Like, everybody was so focused on that debauchery, they missed that she admitted she was codependent. You know, and so
I picked that out too. I was like, wow.
Right. So I honed in on that because people overlook, you know, being codependent, because we're so independent, you know, we're so this. Right. But if I'm in a good mood and Johnny walks in and he says something to me and I switch my whole mood to come down to him to make sure to not make him feel bad for me being in a good mood, I am now attaching my emotions to him, which is a form of codependency. People don't look at codependency like that.
Not at all.
I'll never say no because I want you to like me. You know, that's a sense of codependency. Right. Or you hurt me and it's my fault. It's not your fault. It's my fault that you keep hurting me. That's a form of codependency. So yes. I took that opportunity to talk about codependency off that, because no, everybody else was honing in on entanglement and they just totally missed that codependency comment she made.
Yeah. No, I mean, and that was definitely a fresh perspective, because it was a lot of things that was missed as far as that's concerned. I mean, just even, you know, I mean, one thing that I pulled from it is, like, you know, I mean, being married, marriages go through stuff, you know.
Yes.
I mean, it was like they were very transparent as far. Now, girl, that's a whole nother topic. We are saying
yeah, that is a whole nother.
We are staying on Renita right now. What I do want to know is that, you know, naturally you've been writing for a long time. You've been doing the podcast. Can you say that there's a theme that you feel like continues to like just kind of come up as far as with your, when your creative juices are flowing, that you either talked about or just something that you always keep in the back of your mind?
It's bigger than me. And I did that because that's what keeps me consistent. If it's just about me, I do it when I feel like it. If it's bigger than me, I have to do it even when I don't.
That's a word. That's a word. I, look, look, no more. That's it. That's it. You know, along with that, and it's funny because Renita actually asked me this question on her podcast, but this is one of my staple questions that I like to ask my guests as well. You know, how do you stay motivated in business?
Prayer. Prayer motivates me because it keeps me focused. When I'm praying, it's reminding me what I want to accomplish, because we're having a conversation with God about things that we want to happen. Definitely. And yes, he will help you with it. The word is with. He's not going to do it for you. You have to put some work in it. So I'm constantly reminded of my goals when I'm talking with God, when I'm having those conversations with God. Then I write to God at times, because I told you earlier, it's better for me to articulate myself through pen and paper. And sometimes when I'm writing him, that's when it all comes out, you know, and it's like, okay, I feel great. You know, it seems like God motivates me through, I can do nothing without him. I can't. You know, and it's once again, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than my emotions, you know, so God helped me to deal with my emotions so that I can serve your purpose. I can fulfill your purpose because it's bigger than me. Absolutely. So prayer and God is like my biggest motivator, you know, and my husband. I don't want to just, yeah. You know, my husband is my greatest. He's my biggest motivator
on earth.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. On earth, my husband and I have to say my sister, you know, they're always, my husband will, I'll tell him one little thing. He'll make sure I have it, make sure I'm comfortable, make sure I have everything that I need. My sister, she's on it. You know, if it's not you telling me to wait, where you at? It's her like, hey, where you at? You know, so, you know, just having people around me like you guys that genuinely support me and genuinely want me to win. Not saying no one doesn't want me to, but it's a difference when you feel it. You don't have to tell. You don't never have to tell me that.
They're invested in your growth and seeing you take things to the next level, because they want to see that from you. You know, it just becomes a part of a thing of, let me check to see what they got going on, because I want to see them go to the next level. And I think that that's powerful. Prayer is definitely it. And I don't think that we talk about it enough, you know. I hate that sometimes it's taboo, even just like within media and different things, to speak on your religious beliefs. Like, you know, Renita, all I can tell you is that I know that the Lord has gotten me through a lot of things. And I think, you know, hey, we can take a moment to have a praise break. He's gotten me through some things. There has been some times, I mean, you know, we're going into a season, you know, you know that my mom is gone, and you know, I lost my grandmother last year. It was a very, very tough time, you know, and I thank you for being there for me, having God see me through those things, and then also aligning me with people like you, like my other friends, that's just like, hey girl, how you doing, and keep going. It will help you out tremendously, no matter what you have going on, you know. So it's just like, you know, we and thank God for our spouses.
Yes, I'm so grateful.
Very much so. Anthony helped me switch everything up in here. He did the signs, did all that other stuff. He just like, look, if this is what you want to do, I'm behind you 100%. And I think that definitely, it helps you to keep going. It helps you to overcome those challenges that come.
Right, because we're human. I'm not part of that superwoman movement. You know, I'm not. I may not lift the truck today. I may not be able to do it. I'm human, and that's the problem with how, this is a whole nother subject, but that's the problem with how Black women are looked on. Just because we can take a lot of pain don't mean we want to.
That part for sure
don't mean we don't feel, we don't, like, this stuff ain't, you know, gaining up on us. And then we're taught that we have to be strong, we have to take this. No, we don't.
And it, girl, now that is a topic. That's a topic for sure. Yeah, no, it's just, it's a lot. And I mean, you know, it's funny, I haven't had, I've had a couple of males that have come on to Ms. Michi one-on-one, but it's like when we get to this part as far as like talking about those challenges and the motivation, the answers are a little bit different. It's just like with us as Black women, we do have to, we got to push a little bit harder. We got to do a little bit more, you know, mm-hmm. And it's, sometimes it can be disheartening. And then some days it's you can't do anything but rejoice because it's just like you actually did it. You pushed through.
Right. Right. So, you know, with us being Black women, it's really important to have that cushion, that group that will help you. It's good to have God. I feel like we stretch out to God. That's all we have because everybody around us is looking for us to fill them up. But no one realized that with all that pouring, you're empty. So now you ain't got nothing to pour on anyone and you don't have anything left for yourself. So sometimes it's just God that has to pour that into you because everybody else is looking for you to do something for them and they forget that you may need something in return. So,
I do want to know if you were to sit down with an aspiring entrepreneur, they're just getting started, right? What is one piece of advice that you would give them?
Write it down. Writing things down breathes life into it. I do not care how big or how unrealistic it seems at first. Write it down. Write down 10 things, 10 goals you want to do.
That's right.
Out of those 10, take out 3 of those. Then on another sheet of paper, write the first, second, number it, 1, and then write, then number it 1 through 5 underneath it, and then the same for the other 2 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1 through 5, you write micro goals.
Okay.
So, yep. and go towards that, and if you need to make it more micro, on another page, write down the micro goals, and then number underneath the micro goals. If you gotta make many mega second goals, whatever it takes, just keep condensing it so that it looks attainable. Because sometimes we're looking at that big thing like, hey, I want to own an airplane, and it's just impossible. I don't even have money. You know what I'm saying? Right. But if you start so small as to just saying, number one, like you said, I believe you said on the podcast that you are a list person. You put one down, and you're like, you know what? Research types of airplanes. That's so small, but that's a step. That's a step towards your goal. And the best part about micro goals are you can cross them off. So now you got a sense of accomplishment.
That's
because
right.
Sometimes we stop because we feel like we're not making any progress. So make it so small where it looks like you're making progress because that's the motivating factor.
That's right.
That's where the confidence comes in. So that's what I was saying.
No, I think I honestly think that that's a great piece of advice. I mean, and definitely with the micro goals, because I know for me, like, see, I actually can take that tip because I'll be like, yeah, 1 through 5, I'm gonna get it all done, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, ooh, I've only done 2 of these, you know. But when you do break it up like that, you can, you do feel more of a sense of relief almost that it's like, okay, I'm doing something towards this goal, you know. So yeah, that's. Great advice, girl.
Hopefully that wasn't confusing, but yeah. Just
It wasn't. No, it shouldn't be.
Right.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I want to know what's next for you. What can we look forward to with the Be Your Own Kind brand?
Well, I've started freelancing. I've launched my freelancing portion of Be Your Own Kind. Anyone that needs help with their business help with their podcasting or editing, sometimes you can edit, but you don't have the time. And that's what I'm here for, to do things you do not have time for. So there's no limit to that. So you can always email me at info@beyourownkind.com. Also, In the near future, I want to have an event in Chicago, Illinois, because that is where I am from. I don't live there, but that's where I'm from. And I want to have like a little spa party, because with all of this COVID and like when the world opens up, I want to open it up with a relaxation party where you're getting your nails, your feet, massages,
that's
something
right.
like that. So it'll be like a self-care party. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also working on my book about self-care. and working on a workbook that covers forgiveness, because I feel like we can't get past our, you can't get through anger without letting it go. Like, you can pretend like you let it go, but you gotta let that stuff go, you know, in order to move forward. So those are the projects that I'm currently working on.
I'm excited for you, Renita. That's absolutely amazing. I mean, you know, you know, it's been really, really nice to kind of work with you behind the scenes. And I mean, you know, and I will let them know. So Renita actually created the opening commercial that you see on live, and I was so excited about it. I was like, yes, you know, she you know, helped with those things, and we'll definitely have some things coming up. But it's just been really, really nice to see the expansion in your business, and to see, you know, just the growth as far as your blog and your podcast and just how you're doing things and interacting with the public. Like, I'll tell you all the time, what you're doing, it is adding much needed value to others. And, you know, for that, I know that whatever it is that you put your mind to, you are going to truly be blessed. And I just, you know, we have to continue to pour into each other. So I'm thankful, you know, that you came on my platform today. Let everybody know how they can find you. I know you told them how they can do inquiries, but how can they follow you and keep up?
I'm on Instagram mainly, and that is BE_YourOwnKind, like the traditional spelling. Also, you can find me on Twitter at BeYourOwnKind24. So that's where you can find me.
Yay. Well, I just want to thank, you know, thank you so much again, Renita. It's been my absolute pleasure. Thank you everyone for tuning in. You all know me, it's your girl, Miss Michi. You can follow me on all social platforms at Miss Michi. I know you see it. Also, make sure that you're following the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and the BP Media Co. on Instagram and Twitter, okay? As always, we'll be back next week with another influential guest. Thank you so much, Renita, and see you all next time. Bye. Bye.